100 die. I say that that's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. Tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park we used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went dark, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Swimmers, they die all the same.
From the shores of Essex County, very close to Point Pelee, that there was the Sun Parlor Players. And the song is called Point Pelee is the Place to Be. Because Point Pelee is the place to be if you've never been there. All right. Yes, I happen to be from Essex County. the other end, mind you. So a 45-minute drive away from Leamington, Ontario. And that's where these guys are from, the Sun Parlor Players. I'm from Windsor, of course. But yeah, there you go. I like these guys. I just had a little bit of a running incident. Okay, I'm calm. Okay. My name is Anita B. And a running incident. You can tell how often I exercise, right? Yes, anything involving exertion is an incident. My name is Anita B., and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music gets played. I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And I'm happy to be here. It's a nice night out. And yeah, here we are. So that right there was, again, the Sun Parlor Players. We're going to move on, though. And I have a little bit of a theme, I suppose, if you want to call it that. Or let's connect the dots in music. That's what we're going to play next. So we are going to be listening to the Vancouver band The Pointed Sticks. They have a new album out. Believe it or not, they have a new album out. Yes. It's called Three Lefts Make a Right. And these guys are five-piece who had their heyday back in the late 70s. They were around from 1978 until 81. And I saw them about 3 years ago play an all-ages show, which was awesome. They did reunite back in 06. And they have a new brand spanking new album out. Okay, so the deal with the Pointed Sticks and the next little bit of music I'm going to be playing is this. So we're going to be hearing Three Lefts Make a Right, something from this album. Then we're going to move on to some Volumizer. Now, Volumizer, if you know nothing about them, they were a Mint Records band for a little while, for a short period of time. They released one album. It's called Gaga for Gigi, or Gaga for Gigi, I don't know. This band features Bill Napier-Hemmy. So he is one of the guys from the Pointed Sticks, and his wife, Jade Blade. Now, Jade Blade, if you're thinking, that sounds familiar, she is from the band, the Dish Rags, of course. The Dish Rags. So this is what we're going to be hearing. We're going to be hearing some Pointed Sticks, then we've got some Volumizer, and then we will be listening to the Dish Rags. So there you go. We've got a couple in the middle that tie the two bands together. And then if I'm feeling, I don't know, like I want to continue this, I might just play us some old Pointed Sticks as well. That could be fun. So I'm looking forward to this. So if you were hanging around Vancouver in the late 70s, then hopefully you enjoy this little set of music I'm going to play. And if you weren't, that's okay too, because I wasn't here. I only got here. Well, only. I got here. We're in the year 2010, 13 years ago. Oh God, 13 years. It seems like yesterday. Yes, very cliche, but it does seem like yesterday. 1997 was my introduction to Vancouver. But anyways, okay, let's move on. We right here have the Pointed Sticks. The song we're going to be hearing is called Sentimental Fool. That's what I am, a sentimental fool. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM.
Talk about love, I can't imagine. North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
Enjoyed that classic. That is one of my favorite songs out of Vancouver. That is Real Thing, and that is from the Pointed Sticks. We heard earlier in that four song set, the Pointed Sticks, they started that off with something off of their new album, and their new album is called Three Right Turns. Hold on, let me just look it up here. You guys are so complicated here. All right, what is it called? It's called Three Lefts Make a Right. That's their new album, The Pointed Sticks. So the first album in a very, very long time. We heard the song Sentimental Fool from that one. Then we moved on over to Volumizer. Now, Volumizer were a band who released one album on Mint Records back in 2001. And they consisted of two boys and two girls. Those two boys were Bill Napier Hemme. And then the boy was, hold on a second here, Rodney Graham, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. And then we had two girls, and that was Shannon Oxannon, and then Jade. So Jade Blade, originally from the Pointed Sticks, who were a band who sort of shared their heyday in the late 70s with the Pointed Sticks. Sorry, the Dish Rags. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Jade Blade was the lead singer of the Dish Rags. The Dish Rags were a three-piece girl band out of Victoria initially. Then they moved over to Vancouver. And then the two bandmates, well, not two bandmates, but the one of the pointed sticks, and then one of the dish rags girls got married. And then Volumizer came around. Okay, now let's continue. So then after Volumizer, we listened to the Dish Rags with the song I Don't Love You. And you need to have this compilation. It's essential. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And it is a Zulu Records compilation. There you go. Okay, and then after the Dish Rags song from that compilation, we also heard Real Thing from the Pointed Sticks off the same comp. Whew, there we go. Okay, my name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played from 6:30 until 8. Okie dokie. So let's move on with the Canadian music. We are going to listen to some Constantines. Now, if you know nothing about the Constantines, let me tell you something about them. They are a band out of Guelph, Ontario, which is my alma mater. I went to the University of Guelph. They were formed back in 01. Sorry, back in 99, not 01. And this is really interesting. The name of the band is taken from an episode of Coast to Coast. You know that show Coast to Coast that is still on, if I'm not mistaken, but it's on like at midnight and it runs on like possibly 980 and it's an AM station. But there used to be a station here, as you might remember, called C-Fun. That was 1410 AM C-Fun. And I used to listen religiously to Coast to Coast. And I listened mostly with George Norrie. But back in the day, there was Art Bell. He was like the famous Coast to Coast guy. And the show is all about basically creepy things, particularly shadow people, alien abductions, let's see, aliens in general, ghosts, etc. And they were listening to, I think they call them EVPs, electronic voice project recordings, whatever, on the show. And one of the ghosts' name was Constantine. That's where they got the name from of their band. So I think that's pretty cool. Anyways, they're originally from Guelph, but then they moved on to London and now they live in Toronto. So we're going to hear something from their 03 album, which is called Shine a Light. And the song we're going to hear right now is Young Lions. And what else can I tell you? I guess that is it. Val is coming on, though. Her show is on at 8, which is just a little over an hour from now. So hang tight if you're listening, if you want to listen to Folk Oasis. And there you go. This is the Constantines on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, I'm just going to have to stop that song. That right there was the D'Urbervilles. And,
oh, my God.
And there's obviously something wrong with the CD and or the CD player. So let's just try to not listen to that anymore. Anyways, that was the D'Urbervilles. The D'Urbervilles are a band out of Guelph. And the CD we just heard was a compilation. So it was a song off of a compilation that I quite like. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And the song was called Magic Arrow. Before that, we heard The Constantines. So I was doing a little bit of a theme because The Constantines as well are originally out of Guelph, but now live in Toronto. And we heard from them the song Young Lions from their 2003 Three Gut Records release entitled Shine a Light. Yes. Okay. Their label, Three Gut Records, folded back in 07. They are now on Arts and Crafts, on the label Arts and Crafts. Okay, let's see what I can do now that that CD just, like, died on me. I can probably see if I can play another song off this 2-CD compilation, because we heard a song off of the second CD, which is, again, Friends in Bellwoods 2, and I will read the caption here. It says, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. So let's go to the other CD, and it's all Canadian stuff, so it's all good. So let's see what we can find on this side. I think I quite like the song. Oh, Le Pigeon. This is a good song. So we're going to hear song number 2 off of the CD. It's called Freezing Rain from the band Le Pigeon. And that's that. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And here you go. Le Pigeon on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sun is coming up. It's the same bridge it was in. Now it's just sort of freezing rain. I'm looking left and right, and it's always the darkest on that side. The sun is coming up, and it's always the coldest on that side. Get the most
All right, that right there is the first time I've played that. That would be the band Young Rival, who are out of Hamilton. And this Hamiltonian band is also, very conveniently enough, on Sonic Onion, a label out of the same town. Yeah, that is Young Rival. Their new album is self-titled, and we heard the song The Ocean, and I quite liked that. That was awesome, so yay. Let's see, what do we hear before that? Before Young Rival, we heard something else for the first time, which is the Stolen Minx, and that is, they are a girl band who started off as a four-piece and were then whittled down to a three-piece. They're out of Halifax, and they were formed back in 2003, and the song we heard was called Leeches from their new album Hit and Run, and they were very awesome as well. Cool. Okay, then Le Pigeon started off that set with a song Freezing Rain from my favorite compilation, which is Friends in Bellwoods 2. Welcome to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and my name is Anita B. And we're going to continue with our musical journey. How cliche does that sound? Okay, what am I going to play us next? All right. We're going to go back in time a bit. This is a band that I don't think I ever saw. No, I did not, but they're awesome, and I remember seeing their videos. That's what I saw of them and back when I was living in Ontario. The band is Daytona. They're out of Vancouver. They were big back in the sort of mid-90s, and then they went away, which is sad, but, you know, I guess everything has a time limit, doesn't it? So the album I'm going to play for us is called Chicane. This is from Zulu Records. And we're going to hear the song, oh, I don't know. How about Dragonfly? You can't go wrong with Dragonfly. It's a good song. Okay, so I'm Anita B, and I hope you're enjoying your evening. Tomorrow is supposed to be a high in the round 12 or 13, and it's supposed to be sunny. And I know this because I am going to Fort Langley tomorrow with my 2 social studies, 9 classes. I happen to be a high school teacher here in the city, and we're going out to the fort, to Fort Langley, to do some historical, you know, field tripping. So it could either be really, really good, or it could be a nightmare, because usually, and I like the one class, the other class not so much, but you know, when students are let loose, that you just never know what's going to happen. So, wish me luck is all I can say. Anyways, we got buses going out there, and it's pretty exciting. And I've never actually been into the fort before. I've been around the fort. I've seen the fort, but I've never gone in. So I think it should be good. Anyways, Val is here. We've got Val Cormier. She's in the house. Her show, of course, is from 8 until 10, and it's Folk Oasis. And there you go. Okay, so this right here is Daytona on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
start to think we're good enough. To think we're good enough. To think we're good, we might just start to think we're cruel enough.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Well, I know you're having a hard time. Tomorrow will be
Okay, that right there was Plumtree with the song You Just Don't Exist. And that is right, you just do not exist. And you know who you are. And that was from the album Predicts the Future. I'm very happy because Val is in. Val, it makes me happy. Valerina, ballerina. Yes. And then we had, before Plumtree, we had the Parlor Steps with a song, The Hidden Names, from the album As the World Turned Out. Now, the Parlor Steps are a band out of Vancouver. They are a co-ed band. They are awesome. Let's see. They're awesome. Let's see. What else can I say about the Parlor Steps? I have a little bit of interesting personal trivia for you. I happen to be in my house, and we live in a Vancouver special, and I was on the top level, and this guy was coming over to buy an amp off my husband, and I looked down like the flight of stairs, and I'm like, hey, I know that guy, and it happened to be Caleb from the Parlor Steps. And long story short is he now has my husband's amp. So there you go. My husband, who used to be in the band Pluto, in case you care to know. Yeah, so if that's now the amp that well, Caleb must be playing. There you go. Nice guy. Originally out of Victoria. And his brother was in this really awesome band called Wave of Mutilation, which was a Pixies cover band. And him and his brother were in a band out of Victoria as well, whose name has escaped me. But escaping? It has escaped me? Am I going to get someone call in and complain about that, Val, do you think? Anyways, before that, we heard Daytona. We heard the band Daytona out of Vancouver with the song Dragonfly from their 94 self-titled release on Zulu Records. Okay, so Val and I were looking over at a poster, and there is this killer deal going on at Red Cat Records. Thank you very much. And it is International Independent Records Store Day 2010. Isn't that cool? And it is going on this Saturday. Oh my goodness, I have to go. This Saturday at Red Cat Records.
And every indie record store in town is doing something.
Isn't that awesome?
It's the Red Cat one.
Yeah, so Val knows all about this thing. Yeah. What else do you want to share with us, Val? Do you want to share anything?
I just want to say thanks to all independent record stores for existing. They definitely deserve a day. And I'm sure you'll see all sorts of college radio geeks at various
such as you
locations. I know that Neptune, Zulu, Red Cat, Audio Pile. I'm probably missing a few others.
Is that record store Scrape still around? Do you know what I'm talking about? I think it was like heavy metal music.
Yeah, it might be.
Scratch? Is Scratch still around? Scratch Records downtown?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. We're so hip and hip to the scene, aren't we? Okay. Anywho, okay, so go to Red Cat Records this Saturday, and you're going to hear some awesome music because performing live are 1, 2, 3, 4 bands. From 1 to 1:30 is Aunts and Uncles. Dan Mangan is performing in store from 2 to 2:30.
Oh, he's going
to
draw a crowd.
He
Let
is.
Me warn you.
And you
he
know what?
Hot.
You know who's even hotter than Dan Mangan in my books? It's Lady Hawk.
Ooh.
Let's just call him Lady Hot.
Have you been to Red Cat's new store?
Bob? Yeah, no.
They moved across the street.
I've gone past it tons of times.
Nice store.
Yes. Have you actually been in?
Yes.
Yeah? Is it bigger? Or what's
yes.
the deal? It
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. It'll be a little...
Good for
I'm
them.
Sure they'll have a good setup for live music
Ooh,
there.
That's
too,
exciting. So yeah. I'm going to go for sure. Particularly, I will be there definitely from 3 to 3:30 to see Lady Hawk. Because they are my favorite Canadian band. Well, my favorite local band. And I wrote the little write-up in the New Year's edition of the Discorder on Lady Hawk. Why I thought they were number one on my list of bands, for the record. And everyone knows I'm famous for that. So, and then 4 to 4:30 is a band called... Is it pronounced Loskill or Losel? I've seen the name everywhere for years, and I don't know
I'm
how to say
guess
it.
Loskill?
You know what? I even have a song from Loskill. Losel? They, if I'm not mistaken, they are
maybe
on.
Maybe someone can phone in.
Yeah, maybe someone can call in because I've got the Vancouver special. Hold on. Let's play something. Let's play something here right now from
Give these
Loskill.
Guys a plug. Red Cat Records.
We should do a show together, Val. Sometimes I'm lonely. Okay, then what we got here? We got it is Loskill versus Destroyer.
Hey.
And that would be song number 9 from my 1999 Good Jacket Presents.
Speaking of which, doesn't Destroyer have a new disco?
Do they? I don't know. I don't like Destroyer. I don't like them.
Okay, that's cool.
I didn't say that, did I?
There's nothing
I'm
wrong.
The only person who does not like Destroyer in the free world.
Well, I'm sure you're not.
No, I've, it's you know what I think? It's a definitely like an acquired taste. of which it's kind of like I really hate olives, but other people who like olives love olives.
Yep.
Is that a good? Do you like olives?
Some.
You like some? Oh, really?
Spicy Sicilian.
Really?
Ones. I don't like those little black ones.
Oh, I don't like any
on pizza.
I don't like any olives, but you know what I like? Weirdly enough, I love olive oil. I don't know. Cool. So anyways, that's you know, the universal mystery going on. Okay, so song 9. Let's listen to that right now. We'll hear some Low Skill versus Destroyer. This will be the only time you hear Destroyer on my show. So let's enjoy it if you like Destroyer. And maybe I might like the song. Here you go. So again, from the, I think it's 2000, actually. The Good Jacket presents Vancouver Special Mint Records compilation, of which yours truly happens to be a part of. Yeah, Clover Honey was on there. Yeah, that was my old band. Now I'm just an old lady. I'm pushing. I'll be honest here. I'll tell everybody. I'm pushing 40. I'm not there yet, but I'm pushing 40. And I can't believe that.
Look, happens when
do you want to see the picture of me?
I pushed over.
Look
40.
How cute I was way back then. I was tiny. I was like cute. Well, I'm not super fat now, but there's a picture of me and my bandmates at the side of a garbage can. Garbage. Look at it. Do you see that?
Nice.
I'm dumpster. In the green shirt.
Dumpster.
The dumpster. We did like you. We did the seriously. What's it called? Like cliche band photo. And I look about 19.
You do.
Oh, look at that. Anywho, enough of me. Let's listen to Low Skill versus Destroyer. The song is called Merci, and you're listening to CITR. My name is Anita B, and this is my buddy Val. She's coming up next from 8 until 10 with her show, A Folk Oasis. Stay tuned. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Blah blah blah. CITR, you got it. Low Skill versus Destroyer. Oh.
All right. what you got. Come on now, let's do it.
I'd like to take a bubble bath. It makes me feel nice and clean. Gives me a chance to unwind and get a sense of well-being. Nothing quite like a nice foamy tub.
Sure.
Makes me want to get down. With me, I get up every morning and I start my day. Stress and filth upon me, cross my path in every way. Oh, my Charlie, when the day is done, I'll go home and I'll have me some fun. A bubble bath,
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 a bubble bath.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
I'm crazy. hurts in my head.
We just heard the band Islands from their new album Vapors. We listened to Disarming the Car Bomb. That is correct. Before that was Canned Ham with a song Bubble Bath. And that was from the compilation put out by Mint back in 2000 called The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. So we heard two actually off of that compilation. We heard Canned Ham. And then before that we heard, I want to say Losil, but I don't know if it's Losil. Anyways, it's that word, L-O-S-C-I-L versus Destroyer. The song was Mercy. Now, we brought that up because that band, L-O-S-C-I-L, is playing at Red Cat Records, which is on Main Street, which is at Main and about 28th. And it's now on the east side of Main Street, in case you're confused, because Red Cat Records has been there for about 5 or 6 years, but on the west side. And if you just cross the street and go a little bit south, you'll find the new location. Anyways, so Losil is playing between 4 and 4:30 because it is International Independent Record Store Day 2010. Yes, and Lady Hawk, that is my excitement. Lady Hawk are playing a free in-store from 3 till 3:30. They are my favorite local band. Then you've got Dan Mangan, 2 to 2:30, and Aunts and Uncles. It looks like they are playing at 1. That's the deal. So go check out Red Cat Records this Saturday, April the 17th, and you can have yourself a fun day of free music. All right, so my name is Anita B. This show is almost over. Val is coming in. You heard her. She's been hanging out here in the studio with me. She'll be in 8 minutes for her show, which is Folk Oasis, 8 until 10. And I will not be here next week because that's not my deal. I'm here every second week with this show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it's always Canadian music. By the way, let me tell you that the last band we heard, Islands, they are out of Montreal, in case you needed to know that. So there you go. Now you know. Okay. What else do we have here? I've got a few CDs just kind of laying around. This last CD I'm going to put on is a Luke Meat recommendation. All right. Luke Meat is awesome. He is our music director and he knows everything anybody would ever want to know about music. So, and he's such a jolly, good old guy, meaning he's just so happy to share his knowledge. He's very jovial. He's very, he's just super cool. I love Luke Meat. So if you're listening, Mr. Meat, thank you for the recommendations. Oh, and he's giving a few recommendations tonight. So I thank him for, he recommended Young Rival, really liked them. So I'll be playing them a lot. And The Stolen Minx. They were awesome too. I quite like them. But anyway, so here we go. This is another one of his recommendations. It's called A Horse and His Boy. All right, A Horse and His Boy. This band is out of some place in Canada. Oh, known as London, Ontario. Yeah, so London, Ontario. The new CD is called A Horse and His Boy. I guess this is their first CD. Yes, that is correct. I knew that. So this is their first CD. They are a five-piece out of London. And we are going to hear the first song, which is called In the Lights. And that will bring us right up to the start of Val's show. Or maybe not. We'll hear the second song, Creatures. That's what we'll hear. And that should do it for us. And there you go. The station CITR, 101.9 FM. And we are located on here on the campus of UBC. There you go. Enjoy your evening. And I don't know what else to say. Rock on. All right. Thank you.
My thoughts went to the